Hello.
Hey, is this Brian?
Yes.
Hey, Brian, I saw you filled out a web form on my website. How are you today?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Zach.
This is who?
This is Zach. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you said I fill out a web form.
Yeah, for your property on South Jones Street.
No, I didn't fill out a form.
Okay. Well, are you interested in selling your property?
Yeah, just not at the moment.
Okay, gotcha. What's holding you up?
Still cleaning it out.
Oh, well, I buy it with tenants' toilets and even furniture, so.
Yeah, the furniture will probably definitely stay in there. But you said I fill out a form. I'm not sure how. I didn't fill out any forms. I did talk with someone earlier from agency, but I don't know if you're with them or not.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
So
so I'm the acquisition.
you're
I'm
I'm
the
sorry,
tenant. Go ahead.
you're aware of the number that they offered me?
Yeah, can you relate that to me?
Well, I don't really want to because I need to know if you're the same people or not.
Yeah,
Or if you are aware.
as far as a number, I haven't given you any numbers personally.
Okay, so that means this was a different company.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, you fill out a form. I didn't fill out any form, so.
Okay. Well, regardless, we got your information. You're looking to sell your property. I'm interested in purchasing it. So here we are.
Okay.
What are you looking for out of it? And it's vacant?
Yeah, it's vacant right now, yes.
Okay. I mean, I've seen this property. I'm familiar. I don't know if you know where Ann Street or West Short Street is, but
Yeah.
okay. Yeah. So I've done a lot of work over there. What's your timeline?
Maybe about a month and a half.
That's fine. I mean, I've seen the exterior. It seems like it has decent bones.
Yeah.
Obviously the inside's I'm sure is need more renovation. What are you looking to get out of it?
You mean money wise?
That's always what it comes down to.
Okay, well, I don't have an exact number, but I'm definitely north of 100,000. But as far as the exact number, I don't have that yet.
Yeah.
But it'll definitely be north of 100.
North of 100.
Yeah.
What does
And
that
actually,
mean?
there's about three. It's about three people that keep contacting me, and they're north of 100. So just to be fair and straight up with you, I don't want to waste your time or anything.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate that. I buy quite a bit, about 30 a month. So,
Okay.
I'm very familiar with the property. I know it's going to need some work.
Yeah.
When you say north of 100, are you talking like 101?
Again, I don't have exacts. I'm thinking, and I haven't done my comps. I haven't done any type of numbers in the area. I've just been concentrating on cleaning stuff out. But just to, I guess, so far it's been from 1 to 115. That's where the numbers are lying right now. And like I said, it's probably just, I think it's three. Maybe three people, but just called me just now, fishing information. They've done the same, and that's the numbers that they're throwing at me right now. So, again, I haven't done any research. I haven't talked with anybody. I haven't done any comps in the area. I've just been focused on cleaning it out because I had to move my dad out.
Okay.
So, just getting a lot of his personal information out, getting it shredded, getting his clothes out. Like I said, the furniture will be left inside. and that's where I am right now. But to be straight up and honest with you, that way you won't waste your time calling me back, or that's the numbers that I have in my head right now.
I got you. I mean, it needs a complete gut. You know, I understand you want, you know, X amount of dollars, you know, for the property. You know, are you aware of the assessment?
No, like I haven't done anything yet. I haven't done any numbers. I haven't looked anywhere, and I'll do that once I get to the point where I'm done on the inside.
Gotcha. So I'm assuming he left this to you, correct?
No, he's still living. I had to move him in with me.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he's to the age where he can't stay in that big house by himself anymore.
Okay. Yeah, because as far as, you know, the owner, he is still the owner of record,
mm-hmm.
unless you have power of attorney.
Yeah, me and my brother.
Okay. So, how about this? You've talked to other people, great, no problem. Be careful on anyone you do business with, obviously. But, you know, a good proof of funds up front is always a good way to make your decision on who you'd go with, which we can provide. You know, this house needs a good deal of work. You know, I've seen it outside. You know, I can imagine the inside. You know, it's a brick house, so it's sturdy, but the you know, the inside is, you know, it's dated.
Yeah.
So we can definitely make something work. I would love to work with you.
Is this your personal number? Because I can lock you in. I'll still give you a call back at the, you know, when I'm done cleaning it out.
I tell you this, you can give me a call back. Absolutely. But my personal number, I can text you my personal number right now. And we can kind of take it from there, because it doesn't seem like you're too ready to let go of it. You know, you got to talk with your brother and your father and that type of deal. So
yeah.
We'll buy it, you know, but like you said, you haven't done your due diligence on it. You're just kind of shopping around and, you know, we take it as is, how it is. We don't want you touching it. As far as the furniture goes, we can have the dumpsters out, clean it, no problem, you know. So that's not an issue for us. You know, we buy houses that's a tree falling right through the roof. So,
oh Lord.
Well,
hold on, man. I'm in the hospital with my dad. Hold on. I have one more tray too. We have one more. We have that was his breakfast tray. We have his lunch tray too.
Yeah.
You know what? You want them for dinner? Huh? You don't want no dinner? You're not going home, Dad. You're in here, man. You gotta eat dinner here. Do you have
dinner?
You don't have like a salad or anything? No shepherd? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, a fruit salad, chicken salad. Yeah, sometimes I've got a fruit salad, spicy, on that. There's a chef salad.
Let's do a chef salad with some ranch dressing. This is 223. Yes.
Chef salad.
Yes, ma'am. No shepherd's pie.
And I'll set a dressing?
Ranch.
Anything else you want to go with that? Some soup or?
Maybe some hot tea.
Hot tea?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, he really doesn't want anything, so I'm going to just try to get him to eat that. As long as it's got...
Insurance?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yeah, he's got all the good insurance, so...
Yeah, by the way, whether
yeah.
they eat it or not, just get it.
Yes, ma'am.
It's entitled to it.
Yes.
Breakfast.
Breakfast?
You can go with eggs, you can go with scrambled eggs, some grits, cream of wheat.
You want to do the same thing? I think he had eggs and turkey sausage.
That's what
you
want to get today?
Yes.
You
want me to
for tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
We're going to get him some coffee. Yeah, hot
That's
tea. Good. He doesn't do coffee, so definitely the hot tea. Mm-hmm. And no strawberries, of course. So he's allergic to strawberries. Yeah. Yeah, you should. I believe you do. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Have a good day. You can leave it open right now. Okay. Sorry about that, sir.
I'm patient.
Got to handle my business.
Well, I'm patient. I ain't going anywhere. The house ain't going anywhere either.
No, not right now.
Well, look, we'll buy it. I personally think $100,000 is a little much for actual value. I understand you want to get the most for your place, but
mm-hmm.
We can definitely work something out. But you got to be, you know, when I'm ready to deal, I'm ready to deal.
That's cool.
Today. So
yeah, maybe we can do business, maybe not. But we'll cross that road. It's okay.
So when would you like to give me a call back, or when would you like to call you back?
Like I said, it'll be at least a month, man. I'm dealing with this issue right now, and I still have the downstairs to go through and make sure he didn't leave any treasures behind. So at least a month.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you before then, because you never know.
Okay. Sounds
and
good.
As far as closing, you know, we can agree up front on something and have the closing in 90 days or 60 days. You know, it doesn't, just because we do something doesn't mean it has to happen the next day. That just means that you don't have to deal with the worry of dealing with it, if that makes sense. So let's say we made an arrangement that works out for the two of us. You know, if you need 90 days before the arrangement actually comes to fruition, then that is something that we can do for you.
I'll keep that in mind. Again, you already told me your number wasn't what I was throwing out there. So right now I wouldn't.
I'm not
make
far.
Any type of offer.
I'm not far, but it's not 100.
Okay. Well,
but we're not far off.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's you know, give me a month, maybe even sooner, depending on how long he's in here.
Yep.
And you know, I'm definitely willing to talk to you. I'm in no rush.
Yeah, me either.
It's nothing that needs to fly off the page right now. So
there you go.
I'd love to talk with you.
Yep.
Just can't do anything today.
Sounds good. Sounds fair. Take care of your father. And
you did text me that information?
I did.
Okay, good. And your name was again? Or is
Zach.
It on the text?
It's Zach. It's on the text, too.
Great.
All right.
I appreciate it, Zach. You have a good one.
All right, buddy. Talk to you
All
soon.
Right. All right.